Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, we're losing a legendary media. Well, he's not going to die. I don't think he's going to die. John Pertzborn, Fox 2 anchor and reporter, is retiring as of next Wednesday. I'm a fan. He listens to this show. I invited John to come in and share some thoughts as he moves on to the next chapter. Again, I don't think he's dying. John Pertzborn, how are you?
I'm doing good, Mark. This is kind of like a debriefing. You're going to help me through this process.
I was going to ask you, is it kind of like a eulogy for a funeral? All these people are kind of saying goodbye to you, right?
It is. That's what it feels like. You know, people say, how do you feel? What's it like? I have no idea. I've never done it before.
Right, exactly.
You know, and I'm too busy to even think that it's all going to end after Wednesday. And that's kind of a weird thought. I'll know Thursday how I feel.
Yeah, so you think you'll be okay with it? Like, you're not just going to sit on your ass, right, moving forward. But look, you've had this existence for a long, long time, right?
Yeah, I just kind of stumbled into this profession as a kid, you know, calling into radio shows.
Yeah, talk about that, because I saw that on the bio a little bit. You're really young, and you start calling radio shows?
Yeah, so this would have been in the early 70s. My brother was in Vietnam, and I was lonely. And I think he did two tours. And, you know, my dad was in politics locally in Dane County, Wisconsin, county board supervisor. And so I was kind of on my own. And I just thought, well, I'm going to call into this radio talk show, because they were big back then. They were on AM. And I called in. I called myself the Canada Kid.
Did you really?
Yeah, I liked the alliteration, you know, and I thought Canada was really cool.
Wait, how old are you at this time?
Let's see, 70, I was about 12.
Okay.
11 or 12.
Well, that makes sense.
And I went to, the malls were new. They just started opening up these malls. And I went into this mall, and there were these people there from Quebec, Canada. And they gave me a little maple leaf sticker. I was into stickers, STP stickers and all this. I thought, that's cool. I want to be Canadian. I want to live in Canada. So I just started calling into these radio stations and just blabbing. And the announcer, I still remember their names because I called one of them recently. Within the last 2 years, and he was an old man, he didn't remember. But I told him this whole story, and I said, you know, you really inspired me. He's like, oh, okay, thanks.
Sure. Well, you know, it's funny, is I always tend to make things about me, so I'll do that here for a moment as we're talking to you, John. But when I was that age, I was also calling radio stations in Chicago. I would get off school, and I'd call Bob Surratt, who was on WLS at the time. And it was the great disc jockeys.
I remember Bob.
At WLS.
Yeah, he was
and
huge.
Then, you know, it was really weird. One of the names on their early 70s, his guy was named Fred Winston. He's one of the legends up there. Well, when I went on KMOX, Fred lived in I think he's still alive. He lived in Michigan, and he could get the signal up there. So one of the guys that I was like inspired by to get into this business was now listening to me when I was doing some of the late night stuff on KMOX. That was kind of surreal, right?
It was. Well, the one guy's name was Franklin Smith, and that's the guy I called. And I told him this whole story, and you allowed me to come into the radio station one day, and you let me see your entire talk show, and then we went and met the mayor. And I'll never forget, I was in the mayor's room, and all the news reporters were there. And I remember it was during the election when Eagleton was running, and the shock treatment and all of that came
out. Oh, yeah,
that
was big deal. Right, absolutely.
And that was the big story. And then the mayor said, well, what did you think? And I went, cool. That's all I could say. You know, I was like, And yeah, it was just, I was mesmerized by this. I remember the guy's car. I remember the cologne. I remember what he was wearing. And I called him up and I said, I just want to tell you, years ago, he goes, I don't remember. He goes, are you Jim's kid? I go, yeah. And he goes, oh, your dad was great.
Oh, he remembered dad.
He remembered my dad.
Yeah.
And then it all came together. My dad, he starts telling me this story. He was out on a date with his girlfriend. My dad saw him over there, knew I was interested in radio, and said, hi. Picked up the bill. They went to pay it. The bill was taken care of. He calls my dad to thank him. It says, hey, if I can ever do anything, he goes, well, there is one thing.
Right.
And that's how I ended up on that. I never knew that till years later.
So let's fast forward a little. You end up going to UW in Madison
right.
for journalism school. Mm-hmm. Then what happens? When you land here in St. Louis? I mean, here 80s, right?
Yeah, 86 I came here. I worked at a CBS affiliate in Madison. And then I left. The recession hit, and I went up to Wausau, Wisconsin. Spent 4 months there. When a job opened in Green Bay, and I jumped. I said, I got to take it.
Yeah.
And they gave it to me. And I spent 4 or 5 years there and then came to St. Louis. My father had been coming down to St. Louis for years. Every year, he would go to the White House retreat with a group of men. And it was a retreat house, and I guess they were praying or whatever. But he'd come back, and he was just like super dad for about a month after that. He just walking on air. So I grew up looking at all of these videos, or not videos, I'm sorry, they were 8mm films.
Oh, yeah.
And they would come to St. Louis, they'd go to Stan Musial's Biggies, they'd tie one on, they'd all have drinks, and then they'd drive down to the retreat house. But I remember these films of the Mississippi River and the barges going back and forth, and I was mesmerized as a kid in the 60s. And I just said, I want to move there. I want to live there. And I did. In 86, I got hired at KSDK.
Yeah, you were at Channel 5 for a while, right?
Yeah.
You did Show Me St. Louis for a while. Is that true?
That came in 95. And yeah, I spent 13 years there.
Then when'd you go to Fox?
In 98.
So how long have you been doing mornings?
Since 98. And I am...
See that?
I'll tell you, that's why I'm retiring.
Yeah,
I get up at 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm living on European time. I listen to the BBC. And I get into work. And I'm usually to bed at 6 o'clock at night.
That early?
Yeah, and I'm asleep by 7.
Man. You know who John Anderson is? Former ESPN anchor.
Right.
Mizzou guy, right? Mm-hmm. So he's back there now in Columbia. He's doing some adjunct professor stuff. And I had never met John, but I went out to dinner with him and the journalism professor, David Kirpius, in the winter to see a basketball game. And I asked John, and I said, so why'd you give it up? I mean, he had a big gig. He goes, couldn't do it in the morning again. He had done it his whole career. He said, couldn't do it anymore. I mean, I did mornings, John, at WTMJ, and it wears on you. I can't believe you've done it for that long. I mean, yeah. that takes a lot of things out of the mix in the evenings, right, when it comes to life, living life.
Yeah. Meteorologist Glenn Zimmerman was on mornings for years with us, and he said something one day that resonated. He goes, we're all sleep deprived. I'm like, yeah, we're zombies. And he goes, I don't think we could do this job if we weren't.
Yeah.
I mean, like right now, I'm extremely tired, and I'm talking. When I'm well-rested, I'm like a mute. I don't speak. I'm quiet. I'm a little more introverted, but there's something you're kind of punch drunk when you're lacking sleep. And I don't know how healthy it is. Dr. Ogile at the Clayton Sleep Institute says you're slowly killing yourself.
Oh, see, that's not good, right? That's why you retire.
So, yeah, I got to.
Yeah, John Pertzborn is here. He is retiring next week on Wednesday, his last show on Fox 2 here in St. Louis. So what are those, I'm sure you've been asked this 100 times, the career highlights over all these years? So much has happened in St. Louis during the time that you've been here, sports-wise, news-wise, media-wise.
I was just doing an interview. They've got a special tonight, and I was talking to the producer who put this together. 25 years ago, the death of Governor Carnahan.
Oh, Mel Carnahan, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, has it really been 25 years?
Yeah, that's crazy.
And you know what's funny about that? I wasn't even alive at the time, the producer. I'm like, woo.
I was in Milwaukee. I was doing mornings, John. I'm driving in at 3 in the morning. There's a network newscast. I think we had ABC at the time. And they reported on that story. And I knew Chris Sifford, who was his chief of staff at the time.
He was a great guy.
Wasn't close with him. But that was, that was devastating and a big, big national story.
Yeah, he was Margie Ellisar's friend. And she just broke down. But I had the same experience. We were in different parts of the country. I was in St. Louis driving to work. And I'm hearing all of this talk about Mel Carnahan. I'm like, why are they talking so much about him? And all of a sudden, reiterating what happened earlier, he was, and I'm like, oh my God,
right.
His son was flying the plane. Yeah, it was just a shocker.
Very, very sad. So let me kind of go back and return to the question about what's next. What is next? Are you just going to flat out retire? Are you going to get away from broadcasting? People like to do podcasts, John. I don't know if you've noticed that. Podcasting. Terrestrial radio people do not like podcasting, but that's what everyone seems to do. So are you going to kick back, play golf, do things like that? Or is something else planned?
Well, my former co-host, Randy Naughton, has contacted me. She says, you've got to come on my podcast. We could do it together. She really loves doing this. Yeah, I'll come on there.
Stuff like that, maybe, right?
But I just don't have this biological need to be in the public.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's good, though, anymore. I think.
Yeah.
That's healthy.
I mean, when I was younger, it was everything. And now it's just, yeah, you know, it doesn't define me. The other thing, I really want to travel. My daughter-in-law's from Ukraine. When that nastiness ends, I want to go to Ukraine. I'd like to go back to Europe and maybe to Asia. I want to travel. I'm planning to go skiing in December out to Vail, Beaver Creek, and places like that.
You got all kinds of plans. That's awesome.
Yeah, I got a buddy just retired from the State Department. So, you know, we haven't been together since college, and we have a lot to talk about. So we're going to go skiing, and my wife's coming out, and my son and his wife, and we're going to have a good time.
You seem at peace with it, which is good.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. You know, some people come up, is this your decision? I said, no, I'm not being fired. I'm quit. I'm
right,
retiring.
Right.
I'm 65. It's time, you know?
Yeah. You know, I always thought that I gave up my movie critic stuff a few years ago. And if you would have asked me before that, could you see yourself ever doing that? And I would be like, no, I'm always going to do this. It's going to be part of the fabric of my life.
Right.
Well, then, you know, the pandemic came and things changed and they started doing these interviews, you know, that you do out in Hollywood on Zoom. I'm totally at peace with it. It's fine. So if anyone wants to give me the chance to retire, just write a check or something like that. I always ask Rex Singfield if he'll write me a check. He hasn't up until this point. All right. So if I ever have to sign off the air when it's my choice, John, I'm totally guessing I'm going to be fired at some point and that's going to be it. But I think, and maybe the audience would be surprised by this, but I'd get emotional. I would get a little choked up. You think you'll be able to do this on Wednesday without getting emotional?
I don't know. Like today I came close because Timmy Zell is dealing with
a
horrible
disease. Health issues, right?
And we ran a piece and it came out of what Margie had done the interview. And that's really what I'm focusing on right now. I'm thinking about Tim.
Yeah.
And there's just so much going on. I have another friend who's not doing well and it's just their health issues are kind of preoccupying.
Puts things in perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It really does.
These are wonderful people. Tim is the heart and soul of Fox 2. So,
and John, you know this. There's no more John Pertzborn's moving forward. I mean, no one is going to stay in this business for four decades anymore. The media, right? It's just it's changed too much.
I believe from my, I went to the University of Wisconsin Journalism School. I do believe I'm one of the last still in the business from that class. And that was early 80s, 82.
I call myself a survivor in this business, right?
And I didn't even want to really do this. It was just a hobby. I think the same with you.
Yeah, it was just a passion. Yeah. I started music radio, but I segued after journalism school at Mizzou and, then started doing news and tried to figure it out from there. Well, listen, I'm a fan, you know that, and you connected with me pretty early because you knew I had Wisconsin ties.
We went to lunch, remember?
Yes, of course. Yeah. And we sometimes have tried to get you on the afternoon, but you're taking your naps. But here's an open invitation for you. I do this Reardon Roundtable on Fridays. You can come in and be a member of the panel on the Reardon Roundtable. Now, I must say, John, that 10% of the panelists from the Reardon Roundtable end up in federal prison. So there's a slight risk for you to come on the show because we seem to have, but you're not a politician, so you got that going for you.
Right.
Well, have fun next week. Enjoy retirement. I know I'm going to still hear from you because I hear from you via text when you're listening
fan,
sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming in. I really appreciate
Thanks
it. Good luck
me.
With everything.
Appreciate it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.